Yeah, just one of the most perfect voices there's been. Terry Callier there, and yeah, it's the that one was a Four Hero remix, but I didn't know about that one. I've got the one which is kind of a sort of nice atmospheric drum and bass sort of version. But that one, yeah, Four Hero on the remix of Love Theme from Spartacus, and a little connection there to the Beth Orton track in the sense that they collaborated on a really nice EP, which I've got, right, and I opened it. And but basically, I've lost one, gained one, because I opened it thinking, oh, I want to have a listen to that. And opened it up only to find that there was a Rakim album, which I'd thought I'd lost. So, yeah, you know, you win some, you lose some. Chris Welch with Sounds Like This on a Sunday. Hope you're enjoying the tune so far. The first one I played you was the title track from Beth Orton's most recent album. I haven't had a chance to check out the whole thing at the moment, but I love that so much, The Ground Above. All right, let's continue. Ego LMA's got a new album out. It's really, really good. This one I'm going to play you is, what is this one? We're Not Free.
Seas remain. What you mean? Trans rights are up for debate again. Rwanda is scrapped. Stalin, thanks for that. Wouldn't it be great if it were about morals and not a lack of cash? Oh, is it too much to ask? Truly. It's above me, it's with God. I mind my business, tend to the earth, and keep a sovereign heart. But there are still small voices. You're not free till everyone else is. You're not free till everyone else is. You're not free till everyone else is. Fire and it won't heat up our homes. Oh, is it too much to ask to live with your heart? Is it too much to ask to live with your heart? Part of me says it's above me, it's with God. Business tend to the earth and keep a sovereign heart. But there are still small voices. You're not free till everyone else is. You're not free till everyone else is. You're not free till everyone else is. You're not free till everyone else is.
Everyone else.
Yeah, the sound of Ego Ella May, We're Not Free, from her brand new album called Good Intentions. I think that's like a third or fourth album, but this one is so strong from beginning to end. It's got some great tracks on it. It's well worth checking out. Okay, we're going to get into the Nubian Twist. Well, actually, just going to give you a little teaser, first of all, and then hear from Tom and play you some more tracks from the album. They've got a brand new album out. I think it's their fifth studio album. It's called Chasing. My memory's getting so bad. Chasing Shadows, which is the title track featuring the incredible Fatuma Diawa, which Tom talks about later. We'll play that track as well. I first heard Nubian Twist. I don't know if it was their first gig. It was the first one I was aware of anyway, at a night that used to happen at the Wardrobe in Leeds on a monthly basis called Soul Rebels, which was run by the legendary DJ Luby. And he used to have a lot of the bands that were coming through the Leeds College of Music and the Leeds scene in general, mix it up with some guys from London. So it was early performances from people like Kokoroko and Ezra Collective, which doesn't seem quite real now, really, when you think of what Ezra Collective are doing on such a big scale and stuff like that, but in a good 200 capacity club. Nubian Twist, from the start, they had something special. They were big. It's a big group. It's a lot. And there's a lot of types of music going on there. There's kind of Brazilian flavors. There is soul. There's jazz. There's Afrobeat. There's some sort of dubby flavors, some sort of UKG stuff and that, and it all kind of comes together. And Tom XL sort of brings that together with, I think there's eight of them. I think there's been more at other points as well. There's been different vocalists over the years. There's been sort of some core members of the group, and lots of the sort of, the group's individual stuff is well worth checking out as well. So we'll be hearing from Tom in a little bit, but I'm going to just play you the final track from their current album, which features Joe Armand Jones, called Rhythm of You.
Stone cold tears away. Find my What's up? This is Tom from Nubian Twist. Big up Chris Welsh, Sounds Like This Radio on Sheffield Live. We're so happy to share our new album with the world, Chasing Shadows. We're going to be on tour, hitting the road on the 22nd of April and coming through Sheffield on the 21st of May.
Dark inside.
Yeah, so we're just checking out a little bit of Nubian Twist's new album, Chasing Echoes, and more words from Tom coming up pretty soon. You just heard the track Echoes, which I love that. That can't grab one, grab me straight away. Love this one as well, Azimuth, the title track of the album. Yeah, okay. That's what we call a USB malfunction. Let's just try and get that back up again. Having a little few technical issues here today, but hopefully, it's not going to ruin the experience at home. Let's try that one again. Let's go for that again. Let's just see what happened there. I tell you what. We heard most of that track. Obviously, it doesn't end like that. It's a much better track than that. It doesn't just cut off at the end. But let's play you another one. Let's play you... I really like this one. Melange, Voices Joined. And this one features the Zawozi Queens that Tom's been working with quite a lot.
Hey, hey, hey. As always, Nubian Twist is very much focused on eight core members of the band, and this time we're really excited to bring Eniola into the fold on vocals. But as well as having all of those amazing musicians involved on every track of the album, it's very much about the wider community and the other musicians we meet whilst touring and working and producing with other artists. And it's beautiful on our records to be able to pull together all of these different people from the scene, the current scene, some up-and-coming artists, and also some legends. And this album is no different from any other. We've been extremely blessed with features from The Far Side's Booty Brown, Manifest of Ghana, two incredible rappers. We've got Mr. Williams, one of UK's best dancehall MCs, who works with Shy FX a lot, as well as a plethora of other artists. We got the Zawase Queens of Tanzania, who are extremely close friends of mine, who I've produced records for and worked with a lot. And one of the most incredible of all features we've ever had is the disco legend Patrice Russian. So we've been so blessed on this album, and it's amazing to have all of those influences. But also exciting to kind of reimagine some of those ideas, take it to the live show, and push us to interpret some of the incredible styles of the features in our own language, musical language, when we play the shows live as well. So it's always an interesting relationship between the features and the live show and the core members of the band. Yeah, there we go. You might have to...
This next tune, Chasing Shadows, is the title track of the album and features the incredible Fatoumata Diawara of Mali, who's a good friend of mine and a huge inspiration for us, as well as being a trailblazer of modern African music internationally. And the track takes influence from the idea of parenting and letting go of trying to control things, and also taking that message slightly wider as we're entering into a crazy sphere of AI and digital takeovers, trying to let go and have some belief that the humanness and the ancestry of music and art that goes back so many millions of years will overcome everything that is trying to steal it and take it. And I think Fatou's an incredible artist at getting to the core of those deeper messages. And we're really privileged to work alongside her and excited to play this tune live as well, because it's a banger. Hope you enjoy.
Control. I'm a
That's the title track from Nubian Twist's brand new album, Chasing Shadows. Big thanks to Tom, because he was, you know, I sort of just dropped him a note yesterday saying, oh, we're going to want to play some tracks on the new album today. Could you drop us a voice note? Ever organised. And he was juggling toddlers. Well, not literally, or that would have been impressive, but juggling toddlers and dropping voice notes and all sorts. So brilliant, good stuff. And yeah, really check out the album. They go on tour. That still starts from April the 22nd, kicks off in Newcastle, drop into Leeds Project House on the 23rd. That'll be DJ Luby, who always puts them on in Leeds and probably gave them one of their first gigs as well. So shout out to Lubes. And they pass through Oxford as well. Shout out to Nick and Tam and Leela, sort of enjoying a nice roast. And I reliably informed that Nick's on the washing up duties, and he's got some very sensitive soap that he's lathering up, which is an image for a Sunday. Shout out to Ruth as well, tuning in. Shout out to Dave as well. Nice to hear from you. And also, yes, I should mention, obviously, they go all the way through London Coco as well. They're going off to Berlin. Just look at the tour dates. It just keeps on going, actually. They're on tour for quite a while. And it takes it out to the to Bergen, Kalar Festival. Obviously, the festival season, they'll be hitting hard. Boomtown, Shambhala, big? Never heard of that. Anyway, sounds good. It keeps on going. And all the way through to October, November. Blimey, that's a long tour. So shout out to Nubian Twist for the stamina. And they're a great live act as well. If you haven't seen them, do go and see them. And the easiest place to go and see them in Sheffield will be on the 21st of May at Foundry Sheffield. Shout out to La Rumba. Roman for putting that on with the Foundry, and Yanni Ensemble in support, so that's going to be a brilliant night. I'm going to try and get down to that. And Larumba also, talking of which, celebrating the 9th, I think, I believe it's 9th birthday, which is no mean feat in these days. Double party, I think there's Mafalda back-to-back with Coco Maria. I think I've got that right. And also Nightmares on Wax, so plenty to look forward to. Next weekend, there's a series of events called Abbeydale Live. I think this is the second one. I know there was one last year, so apologies if there's been one before. So all up Abbeydale Road, sort of lots of different places like Cole's Corner, and Nicole, I think, is one of the main organisers of it. So shout out to you, Nicole. There's all sorts of stuff going on. Just check the lineup. There's all sorts of things going on. It's all free. And me and Andy H are going to be just testing out, I think is the right word. We've not done this before, really, and we've not actually met to decide what we're going to play, but it's going to be good. I can recommend that on our new pseudonym tip. So kind of Brazilian flavors mixed with a bit of drum and bass. We've also got a brand new hip hop banger that we've been working on, and that hopefully will be finished, ready to premiere. What time are we playing? I better get the details of that. Let's have a look. Yeah, 2 o'clock till 3:30 at Smashed and Pulled. Don't know where that is. Continuing on, this is a brand new one from Jeff Parker. Thank you.
Yo, this is Jovi from BCUC, and you're tuned in to Chris Welch. Sounds
like
this. Yeah.
Cheese.
sounds like this on a Sunday, Sheffield Live, through till 7. Hope you're enjoying the tunes. That one, Cumbia Noga Enemy by Mitchum Yacoub on Paul Murphy's Jazz Room record label. He's talked with Sean Cootie, so
yep.
he knows the drill. This one out of Colombia, featuring Nidia Gongora, excellent album called Nuevos Rios. Colombian Pacific Coast rhythms for you. I'm going to play one and brand new track. Oh, it's not brand new. It's been out a couple of months from a group from Colombia called La Perla. And last Sunday, there was a really good event down at Hagler's Corner organised by Grub Records. Shout out to Ed and Gabe down there. And picked up some right bargains in there as well. Spent £4 on records and came out with three very good records. So, you know, it's worth digging in there. It's worth digging in their bargain bins down there. Anyway. Where was I? Yeah, so anyway, I was sort of doing the courtyard set, closing that one down. I got there and the DJs before me were doing a great job. The crowd were loving it. I was a bit like, I don't really know what to play. So I sort of followed what they were doing. And then it's kind of like one of those ones where sometimes I just drop a tester. You know what I mean? A tester to see whether or not the crowd are going to go with me. And then I'm all right. If the tester goes badly, then I panic. Anyway, this was my tester, and it went well. So shout out to everyone who came down there. It was just a brilliant crowd. It was an hour and a half, and I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I could have gone on for another couple of hours more if anyone would have let me. Anyway, La Perla. Oh, and shout out to Bosun Sound as well. Beautiful sound down there.